rather than actually advocate for the victims. So you have a completely dysfunctional system in which the victims have to face day by day workplace retaliation. So we're seeking a constitutional finding that Secretary Gates and former Secretary Rumsfeld have let such an obviously broken system go forward for so long that they have deprived the plaintiffs of their constitutional rights.
Tell me how these plaintiffs came to your attention.
I was originally contacted by a civilian, a woman named Christy Smith, who had been raped by a service member, ended up going through the military system of justice with just dismal results. The prosecutor lost the physical evidence, her underwear. The court-martial went badly. Then the poor thing, 6 months later after this, she gets a phone call from somebody in the military saying, oh, please come pick up your things. And in fact, it was the underwear. It had been there the whole time. So I was just simply, you know, staggered by that level of incompetence in the prosecutorial ranks. And I spoke with her about the situation and whether we could help her. That led me to begin to investigate the issue of how rape is handled in the military system. I'm actually a child of a career military, so I'm somewhat familiar with, you know, the military system, having grown up on Army bases my whole life. But nonetheless, I was just shocked when I read Helen Benedict's The Lonely Soldier book, began to look at the reports, began to look at what Congress has done. Because what you see is a lengthy pattern of Congress telling the department, do something effective, clean this problem up, and the department really just blowing it off and not taking any type of effective steps.
Susan Burke, she is the plaintiff's lead lawyer in the lawsuit against the Pentagon. Rebecca Havrilla, how long were you in the military, and give us a sense of the atmosphere that was there for you as a woman?
I joined the military in January of 2004, and I got out of active duty in January of 2008. So I did my 4 years and pretty much threw in the towel. When I joined the military, I was a little go-getter, and I did very well initially. I was the honor graduate of my basic training company, and I did very well in training. But even before I got to my first unit, I was already being warned, hey, you know, look out for your first sergeant. He's already had sexual harassment charges brought against him, and was well aware at that point, too, that, you know, the females in my job, doing EOD, were very few and far between. And that is a very hyper-masculine culture. I mean, and as a woman going into a very masculinized culture like that, I mean, there's things that you want to still fit in. You want to be capable and confident and have the men respect you and do your job well. But as I progressed through the first couple years, you know, things just continued to occur. The comments that were made, the lines and boundaries that got blurred and got pushed, and it just continued to go downhill, and it culminated with my deployment in Afghanistan with a team leader that was very sexually abusive on a almost daily basis in many different ways, and my rape from a colleague that I worked with.
Was there sexual assault prevention training during your deployment to Afghanistan?
There was, but it was pretty much made a mockery of. In one instance, we were doing our PowerPoints, just basically to check the block to say that you've done it. And one of our sergeants at the time decided that he was going to strip naked and dance on the table. And even as you were going through the slides and you talk about, you know, what is acceptable and what is not acceptable, I mean, there'd be comments about how, oh, I just did that last night, or a action from one male to even another male trying to simulate what was told was just inappropriate behavior. So the training pretty much was just, here, let's click through these PowerPoints, let's make fun of what we're reading, and check the block and go about our daily business.
What happened after you were raped?